Hello, hello, hello. You know, there is a wonderful thing that's happening right now in the universe, and that is that there's a new door opening for us to move in consciousness. And that's why I love this little picture up here, because it is a new door that's opening up for all of us to have a new opportunity to walk through the door of consciousness, to expand our consciousness. So thank you for honoring that Christ spirit within you that supports and helps the evolution of your soul. We are on a journey together, and together we are going to make a huge shift in consciousness for the world. Together, we are going to open up new avenues of energy coming in to bring in new enlightenment for all. So, thank you for bringing your presence, your energy, your love to this meditation time. It's so very, very important. And with that said, let us now go into our meditation. So, if you'll close your eyes and we will just kind of relax and let go and kind of move into the space of knowingness. Moving in the space of knowingness. So as we just simply relax and let go, we simply and easily connect And now as we move into that sacred place within, the energy and life of God in us, through us, beyond us, is supporting our journey, supporting our enlightenment. And we are moving into this new space of being. The door is open. And we are walking through it. We are walking through a new space of beingness. We're letting our old self just kind of disappear and let go of it. Let go of our old self. As we move into this energy field of a brand new, wonderful, creative, beautiful, expressive, talented, with many, many abilities, soul that you are. You are not lacking in anything. You are pure beingness. And as we magnetize this beingness in each and every one of us, we support each other to become more alive, awake, and fulfilled. More alive, awake, and fulfilled. As we sit in the silence, letting our consciousness be reborn in a new and more dynamic way. In the silence, you will find yourself anew. And now it's time in our service to hold our loved ones in the love and light of God. See that loved one being blessed tonight, blessed with new energy and new life. And tonight, hold yourself in love and light. See yourself emerged in light. Because you are a light being. You are a unit of energy and light and a vibration. And when we consciously see that for ourselves, we empower it to become more and more of who we are. We empower ourselves tonight to take the steps necessary to move in this new state of being. As we just simply let the old go and embrace the new. The only thing that's going to change our life is our consciousness. When our consciousness changes, it changes things that are happening in our life. Without a consciousness change, everything stays the same. So that's why it's so important that you're here tonight working on your consciousness. Because ultimately, it changes your life, your life circumstances, brings you new possibilities, gives you new understandings of the old part of yourself that's going, and why it needs to go, and how wonderful it is to release that old barrier, that thing that's holding you back. And so often it's our comfort zone. It's something that we're so comfortable with. We don't really want to see it. We really don't want to let it go. But the truth of the matter is, sometimes our comforts are our biggest holdbacks. I know that's true for myself. When I get too comfortable, then I know I need to reevaluate where I am. And when I get uncomfortable, I can look at it and say, what's making me uncomfortable? What is coming up in my consciousness that's making me uncomfortable? I want to get rid of it. I want to let it go so that I can move forward. This is the life I've chosen for myself, to become more consciously aware of my spiritual being. I want to take advantage of that in every way I can, through meditation, through reading the proper books, through being with a group of like-minded souls. Everything in our life happens for a purpose, a reason to awaken us more. Clear the path to higher understanding. So as we unfold ourselves, and embrace ourselves in this moment in time, We release the old. We release the old and we let it go. And we are prepared to walk through the door of our new consciousness, our new possibilities, our new revelations. And we are ready to take that step into infinite possibilities for our soul. And thank you, God, for bringing us this far and supporting us on our journey thus far. But we ask to move swiftly, effortlessly, easily into that higher state of being that we're destined to be, we're destined to discover, because that is our destiny. That is the will of God working through us and around us and making the crooked road straight so that we can move into that space of being where we can be fully alive, awake, alert, and move in the energy and support of this great universal consciousness that we are standing in, sitting in right now. It's there. It's all around us. We just need to understand that we have responsibility for bringing it forth. And we are here to take that responsibility tonight. We are here to take that responsibility. Whatever it means for us, however it shows up for us, we are ready, we are willing, and we are certainly able. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you for preparing us for this moment in time. It is our moment. It is our time. And we are moving forward, becoming the new wonderful being that we are, and loving ourselves through the process. Loving ourselves through the process. So now as you kind of take a deep breath and come back to the presence of this room, knowing that there's a newness here that's going to express itself in the days to come, and you will recognize it as part of your new consciousness. Open your eyes and be with me now. And you will see on your chair was call it Dave. This is the day. Wonderful, wonderful, fortunate me. This is the day that my dreams come true. This is the day that my ship comes in. This is the day I find joy within. And I would like to ask you to take this home and read it to yourselves three times over. It could be first thing in the morning. I do it first thing in the morning for myself. This is something that I've been doing for years. I love this. Wonderful, wonderful. Fortunate me. And say it with feeling, because you are fortunate and you're celebrating your life today. And I love starting my day with this because it changes the vibe, it changes the energy, it gives me a focus and a perfect way of starting my day. Because you're setting the vibration and energy for the day. Wonderful, wonderful, fortunate me. This is the day that my dreams come true. Just think about that. Your dreams are coming true. Everything that you're setting yourself up for that day is coming through. And it's exciting because then you can think, oh, my dreams are coming. What dream is coming through tonight, today? So this is that wonderful, wonderful part in support of the new you that you are becoming. The brand new you that you are becoming. So if you do this all week long, and you're going to find yourself anew every day, and you'll be introducing yourself to your new wonderful you. So with that said, I give this to you with love in my heart, and knowing that you're going to be saying it to yourselves probably the same time I'll be saying it to myself. So we can all do this in our own homes, in our own way, and knowing that we're all doing this together.